T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, and you at 888-729-9494. You know, you don't have to go 13-3 to win a Super Bowl. Some teams have done it the hard way and had to maybe be 11-5 and they don't get a playoff home games for everything. I agree with you, Ike, that it was one of the biggest things for the Eagles last year was being at home.
Oh, it was the biggest, in my opinion.
Yeah. Absolutely, with the defense and with Nick. I mean, it just helped him. It helped him get to the Super Bowl and have that confidence. You may not have that luxury this year. So I see, even with a win this week, it's going to be – this is a tough schedule the first half of the season. So if you end up being 4-4, you're not happy about it, but you also are like, okay, it could be worse.
Right? Yeah, it could be 3-5, 2-6.
Right.
Yeah, we know that.
And then you just have to get on a little bit of a run that second half of the year.
So if I'm to be okay with being 4-4, who are these three teams that is acceptable for the Eagles to lose to?
Who could be three?
Any of the three?
At Tennessee, Vikings, Jags.
Okay.
Maybe a sandwich loss to the Giants. I see more of the Giants. I want to write them off, but I'm not ready to do it yet. Just yet, they look like they might be. Not good this year.
Listen, they lose to Houston Sunday, then you may be able to go ahead and just stick a fork in them, at least from a playoff perspective.
Yeah, Eli looks like he's toast. He does. He looks like he's toast, but he's looked good against the Eagles. So let's see what people say. 888-729-9494. Doug in Williamstown. Doug.
Hey, guys. How you doing, Ike?
What up,
Doug? And John, how you guys doing today?
Hi, Doug.
Hey, Ike, I agree with you. John, I think you're trying to, like, ruffle feathers out there, because if you think 4-4 is acceptable, you're nuts. I honestly believe if Carson's healthy, we go 6-2 in this first half. I think he'll get the team rallied around him. If we go down to Tennessee and lose, I'm pissed off. Minnesota,
me too.
We gotta make a statement. And Jacksonville, I could live with it. But I think we could beat Foles around. I just think that, honestly, I think the defense needs to get their head out of their butt and show something a little different out there. I mean, I don't know why we didn't blitz it all on Sunday at all against him and just let him sit back there. Do you like?
Scared. I'm going to put it in layman's terms. They scared of getting beat over the top.
Well, they did anyway.
Yeah, I know. But hold on. Here's the ironic part about that, Doug. That was a blitz.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
That was a quarter blitz. Ron Darby blitzed on that play.
But I hear you. Just like, I just wish he would take more chances. Just show it. Like, even show it a little bit.
The other thing is
I think Carson elevates everybody else. Teams have to play defense totally different against Carson than they do Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
They got to have an extra guy up at the box. They got to pay attention to. Nobody believes the read option with Foles. Do you believe it, Ike?
No, nobody believes that yet. Not even Nick believes in the read option.
If
Doug would have called a read option with Nick out there, you'll see Nick looking at the sideline like, are you sure you want to run that play?
Exactly.
I just think read option.
I just think Carson makes him that much better. I think it makes him, I don't know, I think he's the engine that let him through it anyway. He made them all believe last year.
Yeah, it certainly appears that way, Doug. It certainly appears that way. With so many of his teammates happy to get, I would be kind of nervous that Nick would be looking at me like, man, I saw that tweet. Like, it's one thing for the fans to feel that way. We don't have to look at Nick every day. How did Nick roll up in the facility today?
Yeah, really?
Hold on. Before we get back to the phone lines.
Yeah.
Because Nick tried to irritate me one last time on the way out the door, man, which makes me believe he may have known this was coming. That whole go home, kiss the dog, that whole thing, man. I'm like, what?
He knew it was coming.
What?
Right? Carson talked today, and I believe he said that over the weekend, he was talking to doctors and everybody else. So, I think he knew it was coming, too.
Come on, Nicky. 6.
Right? So, first call, we have to say, no problem, 6-2. 6-2, Ike? First eight games, 6-2?
Damn right. I haven't changed.
But you haven't?
No.
You haven't changed because you're being stubborn, or you haven't changed because you really think that?
All right, yeah. Good. That's part of it. That's part of it. But I do believe, at least right now. Now, listen, they go out there and the offense can't move the ball, and I'm a little concerned. I told you I may come in here Monday talking about, okay, we may need to go get Dez Bryant.
You're concerned right now about this offense. You're concerned right now about this defense a little bit.
No, because we're playing at home. Okay. I know how they play at home.
But going forward.
Well, listen, they are Jekyll and Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what they've shown us to be. They've shown to be Jekyll and Hyde. They play one way on the road. They play a smothering defense at home. So, you know, until they get ready to go down to Tennessee, that'll be part of my analysis next week. Like, we better not allow Blaine Gabbert, if he's still in there playing, because did Marcus Mariota break his hand or something? Did he break a finger or something?
He wasn't able to grip the football properly, which is a problem to throw the football.
So he might be back next week.
He might or he might not.
Right,
It's all going to depend on. And listen, Gabbert won.
Yeah, he beat Houston.
So I don't know if they're in any rush to necessarily get Mariota back, right?
Yeah.
Maybe slow play it. So everybody's going to, that's what they're going to say today, is 12-4. They're going to say, no, everything's fine, still 12-4.
Well, 4-4 is not acceptable.
Right.
That's where I'm going. Unless we start dropping, we continue to drop like flies, I can reevaluate the situation. But as I sit here right now, Jordan Matthews, in my opinion, was a good pickup.
Jordan Matthews, good pickup.
And I'm excited to see what Corey Clement can do getting the bulk of the touches.
Me too. One of my bold predictions this year was he becomes the lead back for the Eagles going forward.
So you was wishing that Jay Ajayi got injured.
Okay. No, but I was.
You were prepared for it.
I saw Ajayi going down and Corey taking the job.
Right.
Which is, he's got the opportunity now, right?
Yep.
He does.
At least to become the lead guy, for sure.
He does. All right, everybody's going to 12-4. Ahmad, 12-4? No issues, right? Hello? Yes.
What's up, Ahmad?
Fellas.
You.
Fellas. I.
You.
I need y'all to relax, man.
I'm relaxed.
I really need y'all to relax, man. Okay. 2 games into the season.
Yeah.
Carson is back. Listen, mm-hmm. one thing about a quarterback, you already know, they make a difference.
Sure.
You know, yeah. They make a huge difference. Even if you don't have, you know, your top receivers or your number one receivers, you know, what we do have, you know, we can work with it. You know, Carson, man, he's something else. Carson Wentz is something else, and he's going to make a difference, man. I'm relaxed. I need y'all to relax. Everything is going to be fine. I got the Eagles going 12-4. 12-4 this year.
Well, I'm with you on that. I picked them to go 12-4 also.
Nothing to worry about. Nothing. I know stuff is a little messed up right now, and we're going through some injuries and some changes, man. But, you know, I trust Doug.
This is what's happened to our fan base. This is what has happened.
Everything's fine. Carson's the magic elixir.
Listen, I am fine. I'm not even worried, you know. And I need y'all not to worry.
Well, that's our job. Our job is to worry, though. At least part of mine is. You know how I am, Ahmad. Here's my thing. If I felt a calmness over me about the situation, I would.
Mm-hmm. You would say that.
I would say that.
Yeah.
But right. While I still believe they can get to 6-2, I mean, my partner isn't out in left field with what he's saying.
Right.
Like, I'm just really trying to swing the pendulum this way and stay on this side of it. But when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, really in the summer, and you said you could see the team going 4-4 just based on the schedule and everything.
Based on the injuries, based on them not playing together in the preseason, based on Nick Foles starting.
And I said, well, he's not crazy for saying that. You know what I mean? Like, it could happen. I just don't think it will. But here's my thing also. I mean, when I look at Sunday's game, I need Nelson to step up and be that guy. I do. Now I'm back to Nelson being a former number one overall pick. Not a complimentary receiver to Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith. No, I'm back to Nelson being a former number one overall pick.
Here's what I'd say from the first 2 games. Yeah, I mean, obviously with injuries and things like that, Nelson didn't have some games like he had last year. But he showed you that he's a good wide receiver and he's not a fluke. And who is opposite of him really can also matter. Help him. It does matter.
It does matter.
So hopefully Jordan helps that.
Right.
But week one, I mean, are we looking at Aiken playing a lot of snaps this week? Are we looking at...
You better get Goddard out there somehow. Or what's my guy who was the former receiver? Josh Perkins.
Sam Perkins? Yeah, he's going to be out there again.
Yeah, get him out there.
This year. But here's the thing, and I really want people to understand this. When I say that the possibility of 4-4 exists, because it does, it also doesn't mean that you're flushing the season down the toilet.
Right.
Right? Like 4-4 isn't going to help you get home field in the long run.
But you're right.
But it means that, man, you got to play really well, and you can't have any missteps in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
You got to roll. Mike in Berlin, New Jersey. Hi, Mike.
What's up? Going.
My man.
What up, Mike? 4-4 in the next 8. Come on, man. Really? Listen, Perkins played because they didn't want to move two positions once Wallace got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He's a better receiver, right? Am I right reading about him more?
Yep.
Of a receding tight end. They didn't want to bring Goddard in because now you're changing two positions in the middle of the game. That's the way I've seen that. Relax, man. One game, we're already...
Hold on a second. Your lead with this, the Eagles are going to be fine is because of Perkins?
You've got to create a better case than that. What I'm saying is, I had 2 points. Point one, we're not going to be 4-4 in the next 8. It's not going to happen. Hmm. We lost our starting quarterback in L.A. last year. They found a way to win. We lose one football game, and I'm hearing like complete collapse. Let's relax, man.
It's not complete collapse based on
what I hear.
Based on the injuries? From who? That's who you hear.
What injuries? We had 6 injuries by week 5 last year. 7. Well,
did it affect them like it's affected this offense this year?
It just started. The season, the game, the year just started. Give them, you're 4-4. Come on, man. Really? You really believe they're going to lose the Tennessee?
I don't know. We'll find out.
We're smarter than that. Carson's going to be fine. If this defense is going to recover.
What's your record for this season then, Mike?
Truthfully, I got him 7-1. Well, for the total season, 13-3.
13-3. All right.
7-1.
And I'm the crazy one.
We're not.
We're not
losing.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it. Listen, I love the optimism. Like you said, this fan base has changed so much. I love the optimism. I guess I didn't change. I guess I'm still looking. I'm looking at things from at least my realistic view. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Carson may come back this week
mm-hmm.
and look like Carson of all last year, and everything will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And they could go 6-2 in the first 8. They could go 5-3, or the offense is just so bad around them because there's nobody out there helping him where he struggles.
Better get that running game together this week.
Yeah, I think Corey can do it.
Yeah,
I do.
I hope so. I stuttered on that one.
I am. I do have to say this, and you have to at least give me this about last week.
More Smallwood out there this week.
Remember when I came into the studio on Friday, and all three of the midday knuckleheads had the Eagles winning by double digits?
Yep.
And I said to you, can I change my pick yet?
Yep.
Because you said all week, when everybody loves one side, I get worried.
Yep.
And I said, like, I feel the same way, but they're still going to be final. So that was wavering. Frank Reich being the head coach of the Colts, how much does that mean? Like,
I think it means a lot. It means a lot. Now, had it been a few years in between since he had coached here, maybe you changed up some things and it's not as fresh in his mind.
It's 2 games.
He's running the same offense we run. He's running the same thing in Indianapolis, man. So, yeah, that's going to help a lot.
888-729-9494.
But that works both ways, though, so you know that.
It does.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
It works both ways.
You're right. You're right. It'll be interesting.
Which can mean that we're going to be in a tight one Sunday.
Think so?
I mean, if you figure both coaches know tendencies of one another.
Yeah, Jordan Matthews coming back helps. Still pretty concerned about the skill guys, at least at the wide receiver.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.